Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Psalm 100, verse 3. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. I wonder how you are feeling this game day. If you're anything like me, there will be a mix of nerves and excitement, and not always in the same proportions. And after we've competed, it's likely that our feelings will be shaped by how it's gone, if we've won or lost, played well or badly. Verse 3 of Psalm 100 grounds us in a knowledge of what is true, irrespective of how this game day goes. Know that the Lord is God. Here is the ultimate reality from which our feelings should flow this game day. The Lord is the one true God. The Lord our God reigns and cares and knows and sees at all times. He is God, and He is with you this game day. And verse 3 of Psalm 100 gives us two ways that we should relate to the Lord our God. The psalmist tells us that the Lord is our maker and our shepherd, and therefore we are His people and His sheep. The profound reality for the Christian is that we can know with certainty who God is, and therefore who we are in Him. Do we see that? Our identity is secure because it is determined by the Lord, who was and is to come. So here are the two ways that verse 3 of Psalm 100 characterizes our relationship with the Lord our God this game day. First, the Lord our God is our maker. Psalm 100, verse 3. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. The Lord has made us in His image. We reflect aspects of God's character and who we are, even now that the reflection is marred by our sin. Our ability and desire to compete in sport reflects the creativity of the Lord who made the universe. Our bonds with our teammates reflect the relational nature of the Lord who is Father, Son, and Spirit in one Godhead. This game day, you compete as someone made in the image of God. Second, the Lord our God is our shepherd. Psalm 100, verse 3 continues, "We are His people, the sheep of His pasture." As a follower of Jesus, you have been brought into the fold. The Lord made you, and you are His. Through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, you are part of God's flock, under the rule and reign of the Good Shepherd. As you pull on your kit this game day, you are not assuming a different identity from when you're at work or church or at home. You are playing as someone rescued and held secure by the Good Shepherd. The Lord our God is not a distant creator. He is lovingly involved in your life. He is mighty in His power as your maker and tender in His care as your shepherd. This game day, you compete as someone made and loved by the Lord your God. That is the reality for us to know as we compete. And may that reality fuel our thoughts and emotions this game day. Dear Lord, thank you that I can know that you are God. Thank you that you are my maker and my shepherd, and that I can compete this game day as someone utterly secure in the Lord Jesus. And it is in His name that I pray. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for His message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.